Welcome to the Awaken Engage podcast. I'm your host, Dave Jones. Episode, let's make it 90. 60 has come and gone. If you remember, the 30-day writing challenge morphed into a 60-day writing challenge, and I have no intention of stopping anytime soon. So, let's make it 90. I'm compelled by a force greater than I, so I'm going to just let go and see where it takes us. Yes, us. Obviously, you're at least along for this part of the ride. Thanks for joining, for following along, for sending thoughts of love and well-being my way. I'm sending them to you. I don't have any grand plans for the next 30 essays, other than to honor the call to just write and let the outcome be what the outcome will be. It's much easier to steer a moving car than one that is just sitting still. In my case, showing up means trying, and trying means writing, and writing means creating. Why did I ever think it happened any other way? So many on the road already know. Like the late Kobe Bryant. My social media feed is still so full of Kobe Bryant highlights and interviews and quotes that it is sometimes difficult to wrap my mind around the sad fact that he, at least his body, passed away much too soon. I miss him. And yet, I still seem to see him all the time in the weird way that social media can keep someone alive and among us. Like, the other day, I was on an Instagram reel rabbit trail, and who shows up but Kobe Bryant? And he really showed up. In fact, I think he'd been living in our house for a few weeks and knew just the message we needed. He's already retired in the reel and speaking as a coach to the interviewer. He says, I see too many kids get so discouraged because they're expecting to make this quantum leap. And when that quantum leap doesn't come, it feels like it will never come. But that's not how it works. It's step by step, one foot in front of the other, day by day, get better every single day. And then when you look back, when you look down, you see that mountain that you just scaled. But you can't jump from the bottom of Everest and get to the top of Everest just like that. It doesn't happen. Superman is only in comics. Now, while Kobe looked like the Superman of professional basketball, behind the scenes, he worked harder and more diligently than most other players. He showed up to the little things in life and treated them like big things in life. He was a master of the details. He was deeply attuned to living in the moment. And he was driven by big, seemingly unattainable goals. It takes a high level of emotional intelligence and resilience to focus on the details of the moment and the greater goal at the same time, at least to hold them in our hearts at the same time. They work together. They rely on each other. Right now, I'm keeping my eyes and heart open to whatever dream is waiting to be seen and believed in by me and my family and my friends and my community. And while I wait, I'll honor the work in front of me, step by step, moment by moment. Peace.